I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
Today we're going to be grilling up some Mexican street corn, or elote.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 52 of Cooking with Fire. I know at the end of the last episode, I had said that we would be cooking up some lamb, but I saw a fantastic recipe for Mexican street corn pizza, and I decided to change up our episode and instead have Chef Tom cook up one of my favorite foods.
Mexican street corn is not only a staple of Mexico, but it's become a staple in the States as well. Traditionally, the corn is boiled before being served, but we all know the best flavor comes from a little fire, so we're going to heat up the grill instead.
Corn is a crop that defines a lot of Mexican food dishes, from whole corn on the cob to corn tortillas, which are the base for many dishes, to pozole. Corn is arguably the most important crop in Mexico. It may come as a shock to you, but corn is not a natural crop like many other plants. In fact, if it weren't for the natives of what is now Mexico, corn wouldn't exist at all. Historians believe that the farmers of this region used a local grass named teosinte, which had kernels similar to corn, to create corn from.
The kernels on teosinte were much smaller and farther apart than modern corn. By continuing to breed the best of the grass, the farmers were able to create a plant that produced tightly packed cobs filled with kernels. Known as maize, this crop became the basis for not only the regional diet, but for trade as well.
When Columbus reached North America, corn had been around for thousands of years, and along with a large number of other grains and vegetables, it became a cornerstone of the new trade economy. Corn was extremely popular in Europe, and many chefs began using it as the basis for their new dishes.
But in what is now known as North America, corn had been a staple for years, which meant that, in our opinion, the best corn dishes were developed by the native cultures in modern-day Mexico, the U.S., and Canada. From grits to pozole to elote, these recipes have been passed down from generation to generation.
Now is the perfect time to cut out to Chef Tom in the ATBBQ.com Teaching Kitchen, where he'll put his spin on Mexican street corn.
Well, I started off by building a nice hot coal bed in our Weber kettle, and all of the coals are banked to one half of the grill, and I'm going to move my corn onto the grill now in its husk to the indirect side of the grill, so not over the coals, and we're going to put the lid on here. I've got this thing opened all the way up as far as the air movement goes, so it should be cooking nice and hot. We're gonna let the corn come up to temperature a bit, so this is going to start to soften the corn, get those juices moving, warm everything up, and then as it becomes warm, we'll husk these and move them over to the direct side of the grill to get some char. Well, I've given the corn 5 or 10 minutes now to warm up. The husks are starting to dry out on the outside, so I'm just gonna be peeling these layers back now. And as I get the husks off of here, I'm moving the corn over to the direct side of the grill so that we can get some nice color on the outside. And for now, we'll just let these cook, the lid off, getting some nice direct heat until we see a little bit of blistering, a little bit of color on the outside, and we'll turn these until we've accomplished that on all sides. Meanwhile, I'm gonna whip up a little bit of the sauce that we want to kind of paint on the outside of these as they come off the grill. So I've combined our mayonnaise with some chipotle and adobo sauce. So not the chipotles themselves, but that red sauce. Got great flavor and just a little bit of heat. I'm also gonna squeeze in just a little bit of lime juice. Lime juice you can add at the end as sort of a garnish to serve with, but it's nice to squeeze a little bit into the sauce itself. All right, we've got some great char on the outside of our corn without taking it too far. So I'm gonna be pulling this off the grill now. And immediately we're gonna hit this with our sauce, with our mixture of mayo and the adobo sauce. So just a nice thin layer all the way around. You can brush this on or use a spoon, whatever works best for you. All right, and now that these are fully coated in the sauce, I'm gonna be sprinkling over the top some cotija cheese. And this stuff is great. It's real crumbly like feta, but it's got this funkiness and saltiness like a Mexican Parmesan or something. So a nice hefty coating on there. What wants to stick will stick. The rest goes on the plate. And then we're gonna top it off with some chili powder. And I've got some ancho chili powder here today. You could use chipotle, whatever you like. Just something to give it a little bit of heat and a little bit of earthiness. Maybe a little squeeze of lime over the top. And that's all she wrote.
That does it for today's episode. Let us know if you cooked this recipe and email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com to let us know what else you'd like us to feature on the show.
And as always, visit kmuw.org to get the full recipe for this week's cook.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows us to reach more listeners. And join us next time as Chef Tom really grills up lamb with a balsamic mint sauce reduction.